Good morning, everyone. I'm Joe Cristiano, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, your radio of reason, an independent streaming internet radio station and libertarian voice, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. This broadcast is being brought to you on Thursday morning, January 31st, 2008. It's now about 6:31 a.m. Central Standard Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. And now, on to our program. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620. We have 5 open lines this morning. I hope we can use some of them, please. I also encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, mytwocentsonline.com. That's mytwocentsonline.com. And that 2 is a numeric 2. He discusses economic issues and how they affect you. Folks, it is critical. It is imperative that you go to that website. You read Andy's website, what's on his website. You listen to his blog broadcast, and also please assist in the same way. Give back. He gives a lot. Give back and subscribe to his newsletter. You will benefit by it and you will profit by it. Right? Also, please, during this broadcast, you can also send us emails to comments at libertytalkradio.com. We also have an instant message if you're an instant message person. We're on AOL. It's STB Internet Radio. And if I get your message here online, I'll try to answer it while we are on the air. I'm going to have to juggle around a little bit, but I think I can do it. I've done it before. Okay. Folks, this morning I wanted to talk a little bit about the State of the Union message. However, I've decided that there is really not much to say. I could not listen to the State of the Union message, and let me be honest with you, I cannot really sit and listen to our president, and that is sorrowful. That is bad enough. I have enough to do in my life that sitting down and listening to gobbledygook is probably something that I have very, very little patience for. As Richard Ebeling has said, he's the founder of the Future Freedom Foundation, there has been no greater threat to life, liberty, and property throughout the ages than government. I mean, think about that. I really would like you to think about that for a minute. I have some real problems when the President of the United States stands in front of us and is not brutally honest. Now, I don't think he said he committed the act of lying, but he certainly wasn't honest. He wasn't totally truthful. Number one, he did not write that State of the Union message. The president that I want is the president that would sit down, make a few bullet points, get up, and speak. I want him to speak, or her to speak. I do not want someone to write nice words for the president to speak. And that's exactly what happened. I have a manuscript of it. I can guarantee you, I will wager any amount of money, even if I have to borrow it from a Swiss bank, that he did not write more than 10 words in that entire speech. He may have changed some around, made some suggestions, possibly. But those were not his words. Those were the words of Washington. Those are the words to reconcile with the people. There are just some portions, and I don't want to go over it because I'm sure this thing has been hashed and rehashed and everyone's sick of it. And basically, we don't say anything. We make all sorts of promises and proposals, and we glorify everything that we've done, and we minimize all of the problems by saying we're tackling them when we recognize that they're there. But don't worry about it. Your government is there, ready to bail you out. Here's one that really bothers me. I will send you a budget that terminates or substantially reduces 151 wasteful or bloated programs totaling more than $18 billion. The budget I will submit will keep America on track for a surplus. Folks, $18 billion to the government right now is like the change in your pocket. If you have 37 cents relative to the government, that is a lot of money. $18 billion, we are talking about a $1 trillion budget. It means nothing. Now, all he's saying is that he's going to deny those items. Most likely they'll get in there. Or what they'll do is they'll compromise and they'll buy them off. They'll buy each other off and put other programs in there, usually for even more money. What he doesn't say is this budget has been out of hand. This would have been truthful. He said, we have an accounting practice in Washington that if any individual or any company or corporation in America exercise, they would be in federal penitentiary for being misleading, for cheating, and for lying. That would have been honest. Don't talk about the budget, because most of the items, the big items, are not in the budget. They're off the budget items. Could you imagine not paying any taxes and then the government saying, well, what happened to this $100,000 in revenue? Oh, that's an off the budget item, sir. Oh, I say, thank you very much. You're excused. You would go to the federal penitentiary. The IRS would lock up everything you own, everything that your children own. They would take the Tinker Toys out of your house. Now, that would have been honest. Why didn't he say something along the lines that we will now account for the money that we take from you? That would have been honest. The money that we take coercively from you, and we will at least give you an accounting, an accurate accounting of what it is. If you look at the federal budget and you read the federal budget, they will admit in the federal budget there are literally hundreds of billions of dollars that they cannot account for. They have no idea where it went. They have no idea who spent it. They don't have no idea how to categorize it. Now, wouldn't have that been more honest than saying we're going to try to eliminate 151 or whatever it was, 151 wasteful programs? Out of how many, Mr. President? Out of how many were there 152 wasteful programs and you're getting rid of 151? Or were there 10,000 wasteful programs and you're getting rid of 151? Give us a benchmark. The State of the Union messages for eons have never given us a benchmark. What they should say this, they should do is this, every one of them. They should say, when I came to office, here's the chart behind me. I said, these are the things that we would do. This is what we've done. These are our successes. These are our failures. And this is why. That would be honest. You don't need any sort of teleprompter for that, because you live with that day by day. If I had to give a speech on my company and what my company was doing, I wouldn't have to prepare for it. Because when I was working in my company, I lived it 24 hours a day. And if someone said, Mr. Cristiano, you need to give a speech, you know, on the state of your company, on where your company is going, what the problems are, where your successes are, and you need to give that speech in about 2 minutes, please stand up and walk over there. I would be able to do it. Now, it may not be organized perfectly because I wouldn't have time to organize it, but I wouldn't need a speechwriter to write something for a year so I can give it. And that's exactly what we have here. We have no benchmarks to work from. We have no goals and objectives. And every time we do, we change the wording to change the meaning. And this is the problem. Our problem is government, folks. I am becoming more and more convinced that those people who believe in absolutely no government have something. Because there has never been a government in history. We are talking 4,000 years of history that's been worth a damn. There are governments, if you will, in small tribes that have worked very well. But they're controlled solely by the people. Because it's very small. Everyone participates. No one can fool anybody. There's no money to give around. Everything's done on trade. If you give someone a piece of livestock or you give someone some of your crops that you've toiled over, you're going to get something in return. No one can fool you on that. And the stimulus package, at least let's be honest with that. We are indebting future generations. He's talking about reducing the government deficit. And then at the next breath, he's going to give out $150 billion. You don't stimulate the economy by giving people money. You don't make your children better by giving them money. You give them money, you put them on drugs. You make your children better by teaching them discipline. Effort, hard work, the satisfaction of doing something, of being somebody. Not by giving them money. Look at all the folks that have plenty of money and they give their children everything. They wind up in jail. They wind up belonging to gangs because they have no meaning in their life. One thing that I told my sons, I have three sons, I said, when I die, do not expect a check in the mail. I think that's the cruelest thing in the world. For you to sit around waiting for me to die, so if I have money left over, it'll be in your paycheck. Or in your mailbox, so that you can live the life that you've always dreamed of. If you want to live the life that you've always dreamed of, you better earn it. The joy is in the journey. It's not in the destination. I've been there, I know that. Think about Christmas time when you were a kid. Was actually getting the toy better than the anticipation? No. It was always the anticipation. And when we are disciplined and we work and we become productive, that makes a productive society. And when we achieve something, we feel good about ourselves. We feel good as a nation. But yet we receive applause when we learn that we're going to get money in the mail for doing absolutely nothing. Now they say, oh, that's a tax rebate. Not really. There can't be a tax rebate because, folks, there's no money there. And when he goes through this litany about the people in the end of his speech that I read, I had a transcript that I read partially, and he said, he talks about the sacrifices that the people here at home are making when their daughters, their sons, their wives, their husbands are overseas, and what we should do for them as a nation. We should increase their education benefits, and et cetera. There were several items. I don't disagree with that, but let me tell you what I agree with more. If you're so concerned about them, bring them home. Be honest. Be honest that you're at least using them. You are using them as a pawn for the big money power people. Who want to protect their interest in oil. Just say, we will sacrifice all of our children for the benefit of the money changers who own our currency. And name the families, the Warburgs, name the Rothschilds, the DuPonts, name the Morgans. They own our currency. They demand that we die for them. You know, I've often said I dislike someone who's holier than thou and does something wrong. Because they are not only dishonest, but they're untruthful. If someone comes up to me, a mugger comes up to me, has a 45 automatic, puts it to my head and says, "Give me your wallet or your brains leave your head." Now, that is a dishonest, terrible act. I would be frightened. I'd probably faint. But at least that person's being truthful. Your wallet or your brains. You got a choice. At least it's truthful. Our government is not only dishonest, but they cannot even be truthful. So am I suggesting that I put them lower than the mugger? Yes, I am. Just like I put these holier-than-thou religious people, you know, who scam other people and use religion. I put them below that because they're not only dishonest, but they're untruthful. They lose on both counts. And I've been there before. Trusting people who I thought were so good because they believe in the Lord. And I find out that there were worse people in the world. Not all of them that way, don't get me wrong. That's just an example, don't get upset. And I'm having a real problem with this. I'm having a real problem. I'm having a problem with our language. I'm having a problem with our logic. I'm having a problem with our circular thinking. I'm going to do a segment on the Republican caucus. Last Tuesday night, I guess it was, I was invited, and I don't know why I was invited, to attend a Republican caucus. Now, let me explain something to you. I am a libertarian, with a big L, small L, middle L. And I make no bones about that. I registered as a Republican so I can vote for Ron Paul because I think he stood at least a chance. And I wanted to give him all the support that I could. Although I also support, and when I say support, I mean financially support, some of the libertarian candidates. I'm hedging all my bets. Now, there are a couple of things that I may disagree with Ron Paul, but they're minor things. They're minor, and they're items that I don't even think should even be on the platform anyway. But fundamentally, I'm in agreement with him. And even on those items that I disagree with him, I sympathize with him. So I was invited to a Republican caucus, and I will report on that. Folks, I'll tell you this. I walked home so incredibly depressed. I mean, I don't take sleeping pills and all that, but I asked my wife, "Do you have any sleeping pills?" You know, doctor gave us one some years ago. She says, "Yeah, take these. So give me as many as you got." I am not going to sleep, and I had a horrible night sleeping. I was so disenchanted, not with the process. I thought the process was fascinating. Again, I was really disappointed in the people. And I was with some sharp cookies. I'm talking about CPAs, attorneys, business people, really sharp. I'll be honest with you, way above me. I mean, smarter than me, you know. And I stood there, and in the words of Mike Gravelle, when they asked him why he was running for office, he says, "I could not believe when I was first elected and I sat there in the Senate, I just could not believe I was there sitting in Congress." He says, "After 6 months, I couldn't believe these other jokers were sitting here." And I felt the same way. I said, "How could such intelligent people say such stupid things?" Now, not that I agreed or disagreed with their with the position they took on a platform, is their logic was not there. It was illogical what they were saying. I mean, it was obvious it was illogical. Anyway, back to the... Oh, by the way, this is Liberty Talk Radio. We have five lines. I know it's early in the morning, so it's 10 minutes to 7. Please call 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620. And or you can send your comments to comments at libertytalkradio.com. I'm having an identity crisis here, I guess, or something. In that I had always thought that had people been presented with facts and the truth and some logical, critical thinking, that at least they would say, you know, I've never believed that, but that's a point. Do you know people can't even do that? Let me get back to, and I will talk more about that in a future program when I talk about the Republican caucus. I need to return, as I'm a delegate, by the way. Would you believe? You are listening to a delegate for the Republican Party in Precinct 117, and it's kind of neat. I don't think I'm going to make it, though. I mean, I'm going to go to the meetings. I don't think I'll be able to handle the entire meeting. These people are nuts, folks. These people, I don't know which planet they're from, but they ain't from my planet. And if that's my planet, I'm from another planet. I tell a lot of people, I'm not from the planet Earth. I'm from the planet Xorg, because I don't think this way. This scares me. Anyway, back to the State of the Union message. When are we going to have some sort of memory where we can remember what was said or demand that before the State of the Union message is given, that the government officials, rather, the people that we vote into office, outline what they promised to do and then comment on that and not on the perceived personal or present events? When are we going to demand that? As a people, we should say, we're not listening until you tell, here's your last one. How did you do? How did you stack up? All they do is they forget the past, and listen carefully, they create a new future. And they concoct new terms to express the same old problems that's been exacerbated. You know, President Bush didn't once say, do you realize that currencies around the world are getting to the point of hyperinflation, and we may lose our status as the world's reserve currency? And economically, that'll be catastrophic for us. And the reason why we're doing that is that we're printing so much money. We're reducing our interest rates to make our dollars so unattractive. We are creating inflation. Thus, the price of oil is skyrocketing because people don't want dollars. They want more dollars for every barrel of oil because the dollar is becoming worthless, which is a tax on the average. That's a regressive tax, because a lot of poor people require that it's a major portion of their budget goes to gasoline and food, unlike rich people. And what is going up? Gasoline and food. Why don't they say that we're enriching the pockets, the wealth of selected individuals who have given to my campaign, by providing them with subsidies to operate ethanol and build new ethanol plants so that we can put ethanol in the tank and sell it as a measure of energy independence, which is a lie. And thus you'll get fewer miles per gallon and your car won't run as well. And if you have an old car, it probably won't run well at all. And it'll cost you more money. And we're going to tax you for the subsidy. Why don't we say that? Because, see, folks, our federal government cannot be truthful. Now, if the federal government cannot be truthful, that's one thing. If the American public is forewarned that the government cannot be truthful and ignores it, where does that put us? I think this entire scenario is really scary. The price of gold is around $920 an ounce. Silver is $16.75 an ounce and rising. And people say, well, geez, gold is really expensive. I say, no, it's not. Is the dollar is becoming more worthless. Just like it takes more dollars to buy one barrel of crude, it takes more dollars to buy 1 ounce of gold. And this is what the government is not telling us. The government is not only dishonest, it is incredibly untruthful. And the sad part is that neither do we recognize it. And if someone brings it to their attention, they don't care. Too lazy to care. Too lazy to abandon their belief systems on whether how government works. Too lazy. And that's going to be the death of America. It's a shame. Our next live broadcast will be on Sunday evening. I may have a guest. If I do not have a guest on Sunday evening, I would prefer to have a guest this Sunday, I think. Somebody interesting. If I don't have a guest, I will talk about the Republican caucus and I'll explain the process. It's very simple because I went there not knowing anything. I knew absolutely nothing. But we'll either talk about that or we'll have a guest on Sunday evening. And that'll be 8 o'clock this coming Sunday, which is February 3rd. Yeah, February 3rd, Sunday evening, 8 o'clock. In the interim, please send me your comments to comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com. We're going to be signing off soon, so don't call in. I prefer you just send us comments, and I will read your comments on the air. In fact, we have some comments, and I didn't do it this time because I got them too late to read them this morning. Okay? So this is the end of this morning's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for the financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends, and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there's no middle ground. And remember, don't steal. The government hates competition. And do yourself a favor. Do yourself a favor. Go to Andy Sutton's website, mytwocentsonline.com. Protect yourself, please. Until next time, stay well. Stay tuned.